announce his sexuality.
Can we start again?
Mm-hmm. Good morning, this is Asher.
Ava.
And Jen.
With your 10 AM Z Lines. Former Brisbane Lions rookie and SANFL player Lee Ryswick has revealed that he is gay, making him the first AFL player to come out. In an interview with Joy 94.9, Ryswick said that he has been open with his close family and friends for some time, but has only publicly decided to announce his sexuality. He says that he believes players should choose to reveal they are gay or bisexual while still playing in the AFL should be embraced by both the football and queer communities. Ryswick follows in the footsteps of Mitch Brown, former West Coast Eagles player who publicly announced that he identifies as bisexual last year.
And in more local news, the Queensland government has been criticised over their decision to appoint a former police officer and his conduct investigating the 2004 death in custody of Malrunji Dumaji to the Legal Aid Board. The Queensland Attorney General, Deb Frecklington, sacked all Labor-appointed members of Legal Aid Queensland in February and appointed Darren Robinson, now a lawyer based in Townsville. Robinson was investigated due to a prior complaint by a Palm Island resident, as well as being friends with the officer accused of causing Dumaji's death. The Crime and Misconduct Commission recommended that Robinson be disciplined alongside three other officers. Andrew Bowe, the barrister who represented the Indigenous Palm Island community, says that appointing Darren Robinson to the board is a slap in the face to the family of Dumaji, and states that he should not be allowed to serve on the board. The Queensland Labor leader, Stephen Miles, urges David Crisafulli to meet with First Nations leaders to hear firsthand their concerns about this appointment.
In national news, the Albanese government is advocating for a pay rise for 2.7 million minimum wage earners. Employment Minister Amanda Rishworth said low-paid workers were more exposed to, quote, unexpected financial shocks and experienced greater financial hardship. Treasurer Jim Chalmers said pressure on families grew as as the fuel price went up and they're helping with the cost of living.
You got this, guys. I know I stuffed up with the...
No, you're all good.
I totally stuffed up everyone and now I've just put you all off. I'm so sorry.
No, sorry, guys. I misread something here. The government does not suggest a specific amount, but it does suggest an increase in... I can't look at you. I'm sorry. With underlying inflation returning to the Reserve Bank of Australia's target band of 2 to 3% of 2026 to 2027, and which would provide relief to workers. More in national news, sunscreen labels are now set to face new proposed changes to their packaging regarding the SPF ratings. Sunscreen brands are planning a proposed change in SPF labeling to change the rating from the SPF levels to just, quote, low, high, medium, and very high in regards to their protection levels. The change was triggered after the Choice Consumers Group found that the 16 out of 20 popular sunscreen brands failed to meet the SPF label claims. This study was done last year and has raised concerns regarding the skin cancer rates in Australia and sunscreens failing to protect Australians from the sun.
And in international news, Dame Sarah Mullally has recently been officially enthroned as the Archbishop of Canterbury, a historic moment as she has become the first woman to hold this position in its 1400-year history. The recently appointed Archbishop, who is a spiritual leader of over 85 million Anglicans worldwide, gave her maiden speech yesterday, saying, "As I begin my ministry today as Archbishop of Canterbury, I say again to God, here I am," she told the congregation. Archbishop Mullally also acknowledged the shortcomings of the Church's actions in the past, announcing the need to remain committed to the truth, compassion, justice, and action. Unlike the Pope, who wields legitimate power, the Archbishop represents a spiritual guide to Anglicans, yet Mullally's new appointment has received much criticism from conservative Christians worldwide. However, last October, Mullally stated, "We're a family with a shared root, and with any global church, there is great diversity in it." And for your 10 AM weather, it's mostly sunny. It's currently 30 degrees, but feels like 27. The wind is 39 kilometres per hour, and the humidity is 43%.
After all that, that's your news for 10 AM. We'll be back at 11 AM with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.